Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Rusty, season 4, episode 23. Transnational Amusements presents. Peggy's Magic Sex Feet.
Absolutely. Season 4, episode 23. A word I learned from Mike earlier on in the, earlier on in our recording this podcast, he taught me the word penultimate,
which penultimate.
is the one before the end.
The one before the end.
So this is the penultimate episode.
Not sure why that needs a name, but
I'm not sure why it needs a name. Well, I guess you know, you have to have your rise, your fall, and all that in your storyline. So maybe that's the tip.
Yeah,
and then
just the tip,
and then we're on the way out.
Sounds prestigious.
It does sound prestigious, Mason. You're absolutely right, Mason. Everybody. Okay, well, let's get this sucker started because I got a lot to say about this one.
Yeah, this one's
I really love this one. It is fun and it's weird, and like I said earlier, it shows that Bill's a freak. Okay, so we start. No bell, no yell. I put exclamation points by that because I thought there was going to be a bell and a yell.
There's not.
But this is, again, like you say, the penultimate, so that's why we don't get one.
Also, now, this is the final episode where we see Joseph before he hits puberty. So every episode after this, Joseph's...
Wait, Joseph is in this one? I never saw him. I don't think he's in this one. Maybe the next
notes.
One. Maybe the next
one. Yeah, maybe the next one. His notes are a little funky.
Yeah, Well, you said Artie was under the weather. I hope you feel better, Artie.
Oh, yeah, because he's not... Yeah, he's not in this episode, is he?
No.
Hopefully his notes are right.
He never shows up. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he does have the notes for this episode, but I guess that one was just off.
Now, I would like to say something that I just noticed 4 seasons in, 23 episodes deep. There is a bell and yell at the end. When the credits happen, there's that yahoo and the ding 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 ding. There's that in the end, and I don't know if it's been there the whole time or if I've just missed it. Well, I guess
I'm not sure.
Thing,
yeah, I've never. I can't.
It's really
I'm pretty
odd.
Sure that might be the first time that I remember that.
But I always look for it because if nothing else, just to please your sister, who seems to keep up with such things, and so. Anyway, I just noticed. So forgive me, folks. 100 and something episodes in that I just figured that out. All right, so we're starting at the Hill's house at night. We're in the living room. Bobby is sitting on the couch. Luann's standing up behind the couch with Peggy, and Peggy is putting her jacket on, which the jacket kind of looks like the jacket that What's-His-Face wore in Drive.
Yeah.
It's like a silk. It's almost almost like a baseball jacket or something.
Like
those old ones,
like the ones where they kind of ended up here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's talking to Luann and she's like, "Okie dokie, now we'll be with Dale and Nancy at Chef Ling's, which we've never heard of. I don't know what Chef Ling's is.
We might have discussed it when we did the businesses that one time in that episode, but other than that, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
I don't know that I've ever seen them there.
Yeah, no,
unless. Well, is that the hibachi place?
Oh, it might be.
I wonder if it is. Yeah, the hibachi place that Cotton ends up basically dying at.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's talking to Luann, and Luann has literally one line in this thing. She says, okie dokie, now we'll be with Dale and Nancy at Chef Ling's. I don't know the number, but if there's any problem, just penetrate the Gribble's perimeter. The alarm company will page them. Which I think is really kind of a wonderful way to work around the fact that Dale's got his place kind of armed.
Yeah, he's a little weird.
Just penetrate their perimeter and the alarm company will take care of it. Bobby, of course, he's a little upset. I don't need a babysitter. She goes, Bobby, Luann is not here to babysit. She is here because she misses you and she wants to spend time with you. And Luann, of course, not getting what she's getting to. She goes, no. And she stops her. You hear the doorbell ring, but then she takes Luann aside. She holds up a $20 bill, tears it in half, and says, you'll get the other half when we get back. That's crazy. So goofy.
That is insane.
That's like, to me, that's those shitty. Well, it's like those people that put a pile of money on the table and go, okay, this is your tip. Now, whenever you don't do something right, I'm going to take a dollar away. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm actually a sucky way to do that.
I actually do it that way. I don't put the money on the table and I don't verbally say it, but in my mind mentally.
Well, that's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's
okay, so I'm
different.
I'm just a piece of shit internally, not externally.
Yes. Well, we all are. But yeah. But to debase somebody like in real life.
Oh, that's
that
terrible.
Way,
like to tell your server, I've got 10 ones right here.
Yeah.
Let's see if you make it to the end.
You're treating them like a plebeian, you're not terrible. You're not the same as me. Yeah, just go do your job. Anyway, the doorbell rings and we hear Hank go, my turn. He opens the door and there's Dale and Nancy in their bowling shirts. These bowling shirts are probably the ugliest bowling shirts I've ever seen. They're orange with green collars, which just screams Halloween to me, yeah. You know, or Christmas gone wrong or something. But Dale starts. He says, change of plans. The reservations fell through. We're going to eat in the alley tonight. The bowling alley. He's very excited about this. Peggy, a little bit of horror on her face. She goes, what? Oh, no, I'm not much of a bowler because we find out why.
Yeah.
He says, this shirt would beg to differ. And he holds up a couple of bowling shirts, and they have embroidered them with like nicknames Hank and Peggy. He goes, look at yours, Hank. Flamer for the propane man. I guess I could have gone with propane man. Hank says, no. Flamer is cooler. Neither one of them know what that means.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I probably didn't mean that then.
No, I think it meant that. And then Nancy goes, look at yours, Shug. It says spare peg. Dale says, I started with square peg, and then I gave it a twist. And then Nancy said spare was a bowling term, so it works on both levels. He has no idea. Peggy's like, all right, that was very thoughtful, but really, I'm not much of a bowler. Maybe we could wear them to the movies. Hank says, oh, come on, Peggy. Gribbles are going to think you don't like them. And then Dale, of course, overreacting to everything. He's right, Peggy. What do you have against my wife? okay, so now we're at Arlen Bowl. You see the Bugabago and the red truck parked out front, so you know they're inside. They are at the counter getting their shoes, as you have to do whenever you go bowl, right? Yeah. So you have to give them your size. They hand you a pair of shoes. Hopefully they spray them, and then you're off to the races. Hank says, men's 12. And the guy at the counter says, gents 12, like into the little speakerphone
the PA.
The PA. Thank you. All I could think of was overhead. Dale says, men's 9, 42 European. I don't think that's correct, Dale. I don't know that a 9 in America is a 42 in Europe, but okay. Then Nancy says, ladies 5, Shug. The guy gets on the intercom again. He's a gents 9, gal size 5. He goes, ma'am, and he's pointing at Peggy. She goes, hmm? He goes, Hank says, the man needs to know your shoe size. I'm sure he does. I will tell it to him, but why don't you go pick up your shoes, and I'll be with you shortly. Everybody goes to the next counter, and that's where you see the guy spraying the shoes down. Yeah. He goes, shoe size, ma'am? She goes, look, I'm willing to pay your shoe rental fee, but I would like to ball in my own shoes, please. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Those aren't bowling shoes. I can't let you on the lanes. And then you hear from over at the – so you start at the counter, and then most bowling alleys, you walk down into kind of a pit where the bowling alley actually is, you know. And then you've got the little place where people sit, and they can put their score up on the screen and things. Because I think at this point it keeps track of it, you know, and does all the things. I remember when I was a kid and we would go bowling, we'd have to mark it all down.
You have to do it by hand.
It was more of like an overhead projector, like you would see in school. Yeah.
I think all of my life of bowling,
it's done it.
It's pretty much had some type of LCD computer.
Yeah, sure.
I remember the first one I remember was those keyboards that's like got like a, it's not like a full actual keyboard, you know. It's kind of like got a plastic cover over it, and you got to like press.
Oh yeah.
That's what it was, and
they
sometimes
can clean it off. And stuff,
and sometimes one of the letters wouldn't work, so you'd try to put your nickname in, and you'd have to like spell a name with like missing two letters or something.
Did you know anybody who put like ass or something up on the
screen?
Oh
yeah, Assy McGee or Big Balls or all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah.
So Hank is calling over to her, and she goes, "Come on, Peggy, we're putting our names up on the screen. It's a lot of fun." And you just see Flamer on both screens. She goes, she's talking to the guy. She goes, "I am a size 16. He says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said a size 16. "I did." Oh my God. No one's ever asked for those before. Just give me a few minutes. He reaches down and he pulls out this box, and he has to like blow the dust off of it. That box has been down there so long. And, she kind of recoils in horror when she looks down and sees the number 16 on the back of the shoes. Yeah. You know, she sees that, and then you hear from her, "All right, Hank, I'm just going to go check on Bobby," and she just leaves. I mean, she just takes off. There's nobody there.
Just gone.
Yeah. She's gone. Later that night, you're in bed, and she's just Hank's already asleep. She's kind of comparing her feet to Hank's feet, and they're virtually the same size, if not bigger.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And she starts thinking back, and she's got this thought of, or this memory of her being in a shoe store with her mom. And she goes, "But mommy, I want my Mary Janes." You know what Mary Janes are?
Those small little.
Yeah, those little, you know, they got the white things on them, and then the rest of it's a different color.
Stuff,
yeah, and her mom says, "Oh, Peggy, it's not my fault your feet are growing and you're not." The guy in the shoe store, the clerk there, he goes, "I found something that'll fit her."
Yeah.
He opens it up, and they're those white nurse's shoes. And Peggy, as a little kid, she goes, "Nurse's shoes," and she just starts crying. Yeah. So that's the thought she has, you know.
So we got
her feet have been a problem her entire life. Yeah.
I got a couple of artifacts real quick.
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
He just pointed out, remember when they were renting skates 2 episodes ago?
Heck yeah.
She had no problem renting skates.
That's true.
There, so
I forgot about that.
That was a continuity thing that he pointed out.
Her skate should have been the size of a diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had
a big skate.
A locomotive to get them going. And he had a little.
These are steam powered, ma'am.
A podiatry fact. For those of you who don't know, the word podiatry means something to do with your feet.
It's a foot doctor, yeah.
So
or,
he says,
or, you know, things to do with
things
your feet.
To do
sure.
Feet may get wider as we age, but not longer, and that's due to our arches starting sag as we get older.
Yeah, my arches started sagging when I was about 16. if there were a draft, I would have been kicked out for flat feet. Okay, so she comes back to real life, and she kind of turns over, and she touches Hank's feet, kind of kicking it a little bit, and he's asleep. "Hey, watch your feet." And then she just, you can tell that she's just crying, and she doesn't like it or whatever. Now, next thing is we're at the Big and Tall Women's Shoes and Socks.
Yep.
Okay, I'd like to take a second and talk about the word socks in this.
Okay.
It's not only large shoes for women, it's large socks for women.
Well, that's very specific.
It is very specific.
I don't think I've ever seen a sign that says we have socks.
Big socks.
I have seen those signs outside of shoe stores that say if you buy a pair of shoes, you get
cheap couple
pairs of socks or whatever. Yeah. But no, I don't think I've ever seen an exclusive store for shoes and socks.
I think I bought socks for the first time in a very long time the other day. I ordered them off eBay, of all things.
Socks off eBay.
I ordered
eBay.
Some socks off eBay, yeah. We'll see. We'll see if my feet make it through. So we're at the Big and Tall Women's Shoes and Socks. And she's in the store, and she's talking to the clerk. She goes, "I'm looking for something in a women's size 16 bowling shoe that says 8 on the back." He's down there measuring her feet, and he's measuring with those. You remember the little thing that you put your feet in, the metal thing that you move up and down?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it was never
They still have those in shoe stores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Either that or now I've seen where they have like a sticker on the ground. You just like stand on it, and you can tell what size you are. The clerk says, "No, I think you're looking for a 16 and a half that says 8 on the back." She goes, 16 and a half? No. I've been a size 16 since I was a little girl. He says, oh, it's actually quite common for women's feet to keep growing as she gets older. I guess he's not fazed by her saying that her shoes have been a size 16 since she was a little girl.
I don't think so.
Because he already works in the large socks store.
I think so. I think that makes him feel comfortable, yeah.
She goes, they're getting bigger? Oh, God. He goes, yeah, at this rate, I'd say you got a shot at the big 2-0.
Ooh.
And she's like, oh. And she just leaves. She tears ass out of the store. She's crying. She gets in the car. She starts crying again. This larger lady, and I mean in stature, not girth.
Yeah.
She comes up and knocks. She reminded me of like Janet Reno. You remember the woman that called for the tanks to come in?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
She reminded me of Janet Reno. The lady knocks on the window and she goes, "Hello. It's okay. It really is." And Peggy, being shitty Peggy, she rolls down the window and goes, oh, please spare me your psychobabble. This lady's trying to help you, Peggy. Yeah. Lady goes, listen, I know exactly how you feel. And she points to her feet. You see, Peggy used the little lever to move the side mirror down so she can see her feet. She sees the giant feet. She goes, honey, there's a man you can talk to. He can make you feel good about your feet. I don't hide mine anymore. And she hands a card to Peggy, still in the car. The card reads Grant Trimble, and I would like to make a point of this. It says area code 512-555-01, and then the rest of it's covered by her thumb.
Which
that's Austin.
That is Austin.
So I think we're getting close here.
Yeah, 512 is Austin.
512 is Austin. Now that doesn't mean she couldn't go from wherever she's at to Austin, but still,
I also have.
It seems like a big trick. For Peggy by herself.
That would be a big... Well, no, she remember she drove all the way
to Amarillo. I know, she
rose
to... Yeah, I get that. But everybody had to be gone also,
you
know?
Right. There, there was a whole scheme behind her leaving. Yeah. So Grant Trimble is actually voiced by Sidney Pollack, who was film director, producer, actor. He won Academy Awards for Best Director and Best Picture for Out of Africa. He was nominated for Best Director Oscars for They Shoot Horses, Don't They, and Tootsie.
Did you ever see They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
No, I'm going to have to watch some of these movies.
You know what it's about?
It sounds like it's about a Western.
It is not. It is a dance competition. Yeah. So they used to have these dance competitions in the 50s where people would dance until they just passed out. If you were the last one, last couple standing, you won a prize.
What?
Yeah.
So
it was,
literally
it
dance
was
a, until your
it was
feet
about exhaustion.
Hurt?
It was about exhaustion, and I mean, you had people passing out and the whole thing.
Man.
But that's what it's about ultimately.
You know, they could have just like done drugs or something. Like that's crazy. Well, I guess it had to be like some kind of mind altering thing. Like
it also
feeling different.
Well, it also reminds me of like those competitions they have where you can keep your hand on a truck the longest, and then you win the truck. The last one standing, you know, wins the truck. You ever
seen
those?
I've seen that stuff. Mr. Beast does that stuff nowadays.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt
he
that.
He does it where. It's like
put your hands on this ghost kitchen
or sit in the middle of this empty warehouse in this bubble for however long, and they give you things you need, but they'll come in and they'll like disturb you, so they'll take your bed out for like a day or two and you won't have a bed, or they'll take
so
your TV
goofy.
Away from you that you've been watching, you know,
anywhere else that's torture.
Yeah, but YouTube lets him monetize it.
That's right.
He's literally like the richest dude on YouTube right now.
Took him 7 years to get there though.
Yeah.
Folks. Now the next thing is we see her at the podiatrist. I'm assuming this guy is a podiatrist. It doesn't say so on his card.
Yeah,
it just says Grant Trimble.
It just says Grant Trimble.
The first thing we see is her big ass toes wiggling.
Yeah.
And the doctor goes, again, one more time. And so she wiggles him again. He goes, have you ever had back problems? She goes, no. He goes, of course not. I bet you're a gifted athlete. This, of course, is feeding into the thing that Peggy has where she's better than everybody else at anything. She goes, well, I am one of the best softball pitchers in the Tri-Towns. He goes, that's because you have really, really amazing feet. They're long enough to give you a perfect stride and wide enough to root you firmly on the ground. I don't have to ask if you're a professional success. Well, this really is getting to Peggy. She says, I have three-peated Substitute Teacher of the Year award at Tom Landry Middle School. Grant says, I would have been surprised if you said it otherwise. She says, wait, are you saying that I owe my success to the fact that my feet are so big? I want to say one thing about Grant Trimble. The man's a good salesman.
He's a good salesman.
He's a
hell of
a salesman.
And I think it's funny that they're using a Hollywood, like a famous Hollywood director, to do the voice
That's
of
wonderful.
A foot fetish guy.
Yeah.
Because there's so like Nickelodeon, the big Nickelodeon executive.
Yeah,
like if
sure.
you go back and watch all those live action Nickelodeon kids shows, there's a lot of weird foot stuff.
Yeah,
like foot humor, or they've got their foot on camera and stuff like that. I never really. You don't think about that while
sure
you're watching it.
Sure, that's what it is, yeah.
But the guy ends up coming out, and he's
he
actually has. I don't think he actually verbalized it, but I think there was some backdoor things that he did that weren't right, and it came out to light that he was he has this massive foot fetish. It's like one of the big Nickelodeon talent guys from back in the day. Like I a have huge Nickelodeon executive.
I have never understood the foot fetish thing.
Quentin Tarantino.
I just don't.
He
get
does
it.
He does it in his movies too. He puts Salma Hayek in that movie Dawn Till Dusk.
Yeah.
Just to suck on her toes.
Gross.
That's the only reason why he got her in that movie. He's a creep.
Gross, man.
His movies are great, but he's a creep.
Feet are gross.
I don't know. Some guys like it. I don't know. It's not my thing. I'm not like anti, but
some guys love wearing a diaper too.
Yeah.
Okay. So she says, "Wait, are you saying that I owe my success to the my feet are so big?" He goes, "Well, some might see them as big. I see them as vibrant and alive."
Vibrant.
Of course, again, feeding into Peggy's ego, she goes, "Oh." He goes, "They're also very hot." And Peggy's like, "Oh, you know." She goes, "Well, no one has ever told me that before about my feet. I have heard that before about my eyes and teeth." "Your teeth? Really?"
"Eyes and teeth."
"Your eyes and teeth." He goes, "Peggy, how would you like to help others in your situation? We're making a small inspirational film. It's for all those people out there who have foot issues. We need to take them to a place where they can feel better about themselves. Would you come and appear in it?" She goes, "Oh, Mr. Trimble. I've never let my feet be photographed before." He goes, "Please, Peggy, you have an exceptional gift. Wouldn't it be wrong of you not to share it with the world?" She goes, "Oh, yes, I can see how it would be." Okay, Peggy. Now we're on set. Big bright lights. There's a couple of guys down washing Peggy's feet and powdering them. She's got them in like a little foot bath. You just see her feet on the camera, and then it kind of pans out, and you see that there's these two guys. They're on set. She's sitting in a big chair, and she goes, "Oh, yeah." And Grant, who's behind the camera, says, "Wonderful work, Peggy." She goes, "Oh, thank you." He goes, "Now, go walk in some mud. It's spa grade, I assure you. Spa grade mud."
Spa grade mud. I've never heard that one before. That's a new one.
Next thing we see is Hank is in the backyard, and he's grilling up some steaks. It's dusk. And so, you know, it's about to be nighttime or whatever. Peggy pulls up in the car. She gets out. She goes, "Guess what I did today?" He goes, "Worked up an appetite for steak, I hope." She goes, "Yep, I starred in a short film." He goes, "Hold on." And then he literally has to flip the steak, close the grill, and then he can concentrate on what she's saying. He goes, "All right, let me just, okay. All right, so tell me about it." You know, after he's done.
Yeah.
She goes, "Well, I was discovered in a parking lot, just like Lana Turner, and now I'm going to star in an educational video," which Lana Turner was never asked to. Hank says, "Well, that's great. I'll get to see my wife in a movie. Actually, it's not really me in the film. It's mainly my feet." He goes, "Well, everyone has to start somewhere."
Yeah.
And what you see over their shoulder is that Dale, Boomhauer, and Bill are standing in the alley drinking, like always. So you see the back of their heads, and then it comes over to them, and you see them kind of doing a side eye with each other as they're listening to this conversation because they kind of know.
Yeah, they got to know.
Hank says, "So what's it about?" She goes, "It's an empowerment video for people in the foot community. Oh, the director, who is a genius, filmed me getting a foot massage and soaking my feet in butter, stimulating my soles with a ping pong paddle. Hank, he may even distribute it on the internet."
Wow. Yeah,
somebody tells you these days that they're going to distribute something on the internet, I think you know.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Back then, probably not.
You'd want to know nowadays.
So when she says that, the guys look at each other very worried, and then they both take off like towards Dale's house. Hank says, "The internet? Well, tell me, does a big movie star like you still like your steaks medium rare?" Next thing we see is Hank is scraping the grill. So they've obviously, you know, eaten everything. And I can't imagine how I would eat anything off of Hank's grill because I bet it stays nice and clean. I bet he puts a cover over it, you know, to protect it from weather and all that stuff. He's just kind of out there, you know, scraping his grill. Up walks Dale. He goes, "Hank, I got something you should take a look at. You might want to bring a valid credit card with you."
Valid credit card, yeah, I like that joke.
They go down into Dale's basement. Bill and Boomhauer are already on the computer, and they're looking at what's on the screen, and Bill's over there. He's just getting a kick out of it.
Oh, he's giggling.
This is where you see that Bill is a fucking creep. Hank says, "All right, what's so funny? If it's that Tweety Bird made out of X's, I've already seen it." Do you know what he's talking about when he says that?
No,
Tweety Bird made out of X's.
No,
so in the first days of the internet and old computers, used to be a thing called ASCII art.
I know what you're talking about. ASCII art.
Yeah,
birds.
it was ASCII art. Yeah. So
I know what ASCII art is. ASCII art is still a thing.
Sure.
Where people are still making like quick copy. You can go to a whole website where there's quick copy and paste stuff that you could use.
Oh, yeah,
for,
absolutely.
There's a lot of those Discord trolls that do that.
Well, it's where you got all your emojis from,
which
basically, you know,
created a Discord for us.
Oh.
But I haven't fleshed it out. But when I flesh it out and get it all, like, built, I'm going to post a link for you guys. So be on the lookout
for
that.
First video will be us paddling each other's feet. Okay, so they're both down there. Bill's, like, giggling. He says, you know, if it's that Tweety Bird made out of X's, I've already seen it. And Dale points to the screen and goes, Hank, welcome to peggysfeet.com.
Which, fun fact, back in the day, they actually, Fox, as a promotional for this episode, had a peggysfeet.com website. It now reroutes you, I think, to a realtor's website.
It is one of those unclaimed squatter websites. Yeah. It says you've got three choices here: feet and foot, foot photos, and foot toe.
You should see if it's available to buy.
I would think it is.
You should see on the domain website if it's legal to buy. We should post up. We should change Peggy. We should change peggysfeet.com to where we post our podcast.
Well, it should just route back.
It should route back to wherever we wanted to route to. But it would be funny that I could tell people, "Yeah, go to peggysfeet.com. That's where my podcast is located at."
That would be kind of nice. Let's see. I'm looking this up on Namecheap.com. Peggy's Feet.
I imagine you got to pay probably like $15,000 for
sure
that.
I'm sure it's very expensive at this point.
Fox probably still owns it.
Peggy'sFeet.com. It is a premium. They want you to. Okay, so you have to do an offer on this one. It is for sale, but the minimum is $500.
Yeah, so if you guys want to send us,
I tell you $500 what, how about you do this? I'm happy to get peggysfeet.org or info or whatever. Just send the $500 here. Yeah, that'll be fine, and then we'll take it from there. That'll be fine. So Hank, he looks at peggysfeet.com and goes, "Wait a minute, is that a pornographic website?" And Bill says, "It's not a pornographic website. It's a fetish website." And Dale goes, "And those are Peggy's feet." He goes, "Well, those aren't." And then
keep in mind, though, people at this time, the home internet, people only had access to the home internet for probably about four years. In the year 2000, it probably been humans had access to the internet.
Hadn't been out that long, yeah.
For 4 years, because 1996.
Well, especially in your home. Like
in
you
your
say,
home,
yeah.
I think the massive wave of AOL discs started in 1996 or 7.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody had a computer in their home. Yeah. So by the year 2000, see, that's how quick.
You couldn't buy a freaking magazine without getting an AOL disc in it.
Well, a lot of people don't know is that how much porn has driven media.
Oh. I talk about that all the time because
VHSs, DVDs.
Having owned video stores, I mean, I saw it play out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because Betamax didn't go with.
That's what killed Beta.
That's what killed Beta. They didn't have no porn. Sony said, "No, we don't want any porn."
No, Sony said, "We're not opening up our copyright to anybody to make other cassettes." And the porn guys go, "Well, screw it. We'll make our own." And they made VHS. It was bigger. It was less.
Oh, so the porn guys.
It was lesser quality.
VHS all the way. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was lesser quality, but they were like, "You know what? We can pump this shit out."
And eventually, so the quality will get good.
Yeah,
eventually, we'll
absolutely.
Figure it out, and the technology
it never
got better.
Did, but sure, yeah.
It was DVDs.
I mean, it got fairly good. Yeah, it's same deal. They pushed the DVDs as well.
Oh, they pushed DVDs.
Yeah. And
hey,
then, well, the one time I've seen them fail,
Blu-ray.
No, I don't think I want my porn in Blu-ray. But the time I've seen them fail is they pushed the online thing as well, right? Because now there's no physical media, there's no anything, nothing. And so they can just make money hand over fist.
Hand over fist.
The problem is places like Pornhub came in, and there's a great documentary on Netflix about Pornhub.
What's it called? I'm going to have to check it out.
I can't remember.
Just
look it up, yeah. But it's about the guy who came in and bought it and, like, screwed up the entire porn industry.
Yeah.
So he started offering free porn, basically, and he was making all his money off of ads rather than you paying $9.99 a month to get in.
Yeah, making a ton off ads because there's going to be more people go watch the free porn with a little bit of advertisement than there's going to go pay $9.99.
But what I'm saying is, like, the porn industry, they didn't have that problem before.
Back in the day, it was just a Google image search.
It was.
You could get everything you needed on Google
You could
image.
Get it that way. Well, even before Google, it was probably more like a Alta Vista Google
search engine.
But anyway.
Me and my friend, during the early days of the internet, once clogged a printer feed with porno.
Sure.
And whenever the printer got cut back on and
it just started spitting it out.
Spit out hundreds of pages of porn.
Yeah.
And at the time, our friend's mom didn't know how to stop it
from
printing
that's fantastic.
Out.
Fantastic.
So it literally printed and printed. It printed, and she must have burned through the ink to finish off the printing. It must have
Because I'm sure it was like an inkject printer at that time or whatever. Yeah. Wow.
Probably
and that's
probably like four
that
or five hundred
wasn't,
pieces
it wasn't
of paper.
Cheap either.
It was like half of a ream of 1,000 ream of paper.
So the one thing that I love about this is when he looks at the screen, you hear, "You've got feet." Kind of like the "you've got mail"
yeah,
thing.
Got mail. Yeah.
You see a little paddle up in the corner, and it says to paddle my feet or whatever it says. And I just look, "You've got feet."
You've got feet.
And then they captured the one time that Biggie said, "Oh, yeah." And it just keeps going, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah."
It's like
just over and over and over.
It,
yeah, they just looped it. And somebody is on there paddling her feet with a ping pong paddle. You can't see Peggy. All you see are the feet. And Hank goes, "What the heck is that?" Dale, of course, being the arbiter of good taste, says, "Ping pong paddle." And Bill says, Peggy's been a bad, bad girl. Bill's a freak. And then, again, you hear, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah." And then all Hank can do is he goes, "Oh, my God." That's
he can't handle it. Yeah, he's freaking out.
And that's the first commercial break. We'll take that, go paddle our feet, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Blair.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're the host of
By the Cover Podcast.
We cover everything from mysteries, thrillers, romance, chick lit, and even some smut.
Don't forget the smut.
Yeah.
We're so excited to get this thing going and share this with you guys. We've been talking about this for months, and it's finally, finally happening.
Yes.
Special shout out to Rogue Media for helping us with this.
For sure. For sure. You can find us on Instagram at @ByTheCover_podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok, so don't forget to give us a follow on those two also.
We are so excited to dive into some of our favorite books and share those with you.
We can't wait. Hope you love it.
Frozen, frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about frozen, frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about.
Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Mike.
And we have a fantastic new podcast to tell you about. Bros, Foes, and Heroes. It's the two of us looking into the world of comics, breaking down some characters that you may have never heard of, and some that are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so Zach comes up with a character each time, and I go into it just completely blind. I don't know who this person is or what their abilities are or anything, and basically I guess we kind of go over their origin story. And just some of the ridiculous stuff that maybe, especially Golden Age stuff.
Oh, Golden Age stuff is always the best. And we will make sure to highlight all of the shenanigans and just absolute weirdness of everything.
Yeah, that's right. So subscribe today and follow us on Instagram at Bros, Foes, Heroes.
And if you don't, I know where you live. Not really, but please subscribe.
Frozen, Frozen, Heroes. Gonna tell you about frozen, frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about.
All right, and we are back after a thorough foot paddling. I, for one, feel ashamed of myself, but we've got to keep pushing on.
Speaking of paddling, Mike, I got to ask you and Rusty a question.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Since you're both married gentlemen.
Yes.
If you found out.
I'm married, but I'm no gentleman.
Say your wives participated in this by accident as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want people to tell you about it, or would you rather just be plead ignorance and just never?
Personally, I wouldn't even care either direction. It wouldn't even bother me the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
Especially it being exploited would bother me. But if it was like on somebody's own power, then I wouldn't even care.
You mean if it was like a choice of hers?
If it was a choice.
Yeah. I think I know my wife well enough to know that she would tell me. I wouldn't want to get told by other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If she told me, I wouldn't care.
I probably wouldn't want to find out from nobody else.
I really thought that was a bottle of beer you were drinking. It's
apple
juice.
No, it's Martinelli's apple juice.
Martinelli's.
Yeah, Piss Gang.
Piss Gang. Gang. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd care. Now, I think we did talk about this a little bit before the show. I draw the line at nudity, right? I don't really want my wife being nude on the screen.
Yeah.
But her feet.
Yeah, feet or feet.
Feet,
yeah.
Hands, whatever, I don't care.
$100,000 a month, $100,000 a month.
That's right. $20 is $20. Okay, so we're still in Dale's basement. Everybody's in folding chairs, just kind of sitting there intently watching the computer. And, boy, that brings back memories of mine where friends would come over and we'd just all stare at the screen at something. It wouldn't have to be porn or anything. We're just all just engrossed in whatever's happening on the computer because it was such a new thing. Yeah.
And y'all are all like tech guys too, right? Like,
yeah. Well, at the time, we were just getting into it, you know?
Yeah.
So they're all in folding chairs watching the computer. And again, you hear, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then on the screen, you're seeing wax poured on the feet and then feathers drifting down.
I don't understand how she didn't. Come on, Peggy. That's naive. Yeah. Naive, Peggy.
Yeah.
I don't mean to kink shame.
Sure.
But
it's okay to shame some kinks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but how the fuck is this sexy?
I genuinely,
I'm all for if you like feet, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I don't think you should ever be elected to office if you like feet.
What is this?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just weird enough to get like
it's just
because
I know if I really wanted to find something like this, I know I could find it.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, especially today. Yeah, sure.
Why would you make this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This guy was a pioneer, honestly. He was a pioneer in the porn industry. So you see the wax and the feathers dropping on it, and then on the screen you see like this little splooge, and it says, click here to wax my feet. And the little thing is over it. You hear, oh, yeah, one more time. And Hank says, dang it, Dale, turn that thing off. He goes, I'm just testing out my new sound card. You hear, oh, yeah. And finally, Bill speaks up, who is just freaking loving this. He goes, I'll tell you what, man. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Boomhauer. He goes, I tell you what, man. It all is starting to make sense. How you going to go to afford them old shop vacuum? Like, the only way he could afford a shop vacuum is if his wife does sexy things with her feet.
Yeah.
Hank says, for God's sakes, Boomhauer, you've known Peggy longer than I have. She respects herself and hates her feet too much to ever show up on something like this. And then Dale, he's pointing at the screen. He goes, shh, here comes a fondue. He goes, no, it doesn't. And he just unplugs the computer and leaves, which I think I would have that same reaction.
Yeah.
We're back at the Hill House at night. Peggy and Bobby are in the living room. She's in a foot bath. Bobby's eating a giant thing of popcorn. And they're just having this conversation. She goes, and so I've finally taken my own advice and combined my love of education with my interest in edutainment.
Yeah.
Bobby says, but why are they only making videos of your feet? She goes, very good question. You may not have noticed because I wear bold eyeglasses to draw the attention to my head.
Yeah.
But your mother has exceptionally long and handsome feet. Bobby goes, oof. She says, and up until now, I've been tricked by the media into thinking that they were unattractive. I love this from Bobby. Who in the media tricked you? He's just so offended that somebody in the media tricked his mother. She goes, Bobby, I don't know their names. It's more of a conspiracy. In comes Hank.
I don't know their names. It's more of a conspiracy. She knows exactly who
that's
did
right.
it. Yeah. Grant Trimble.
Hank comes
the
in.
Hollywood guy.
That's right. Hank comes in and goes, doctor/Hollywood guy. Or
I don't
whatever.
Want to
yeah.
accuse. I'm sorry. I retract my statement. I don't want to accuse Sidney Pollack of any misdoing. I don't think he's ever been.
I don't know.
It's not like he's a Harvey Weinstein.
No, that's true. That's
or
true.
Woody Allen or something.
Hank comes in and he's like, well, hey, there's my movie star. And he kind of chuckles. He goes, Bobby, can you go watch TV? Bobby's like, can I? And
can
he just
I?
Takes off.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, buddy. He goes, so, Peggy, if I wanted to shake the hand of the director of this, where would I go wait for it to shake his hand? She goes, oh, director, writer, cameraman Grant Trimble does it all. He has his own motion picture warehouse out by the truck scales. by the truck scales. He goes, I'll be right back. And he leaves. Now, you see Hank pull up at the warehouse. He walks in. By the way, there's a sign on the wall that says reserved for G. Trimble. There's a little green sports car parked in the space. Hank goes in to a door that's marked Transnational Amusements, Inc. As soon as he walks in, the girl behind the desk goes, are you the tickler? He goes, no. no. There's nothing else to say. No, I'm not the tickler. He just goes right in the door behind her. It obviously goes into this magical wonderland studio. And he goes, hello, anyone there? Trimble, Trimble. And then you hear Trimble say, this is a closed set. And all the while, he's snapping off like surgical gloves at the time, which is creepy.
From touching feet.
Creepy as hell.
Stanky his feet all day.
Hank says, Trimble, I want you to stay away from my wife. He goes, oh, and who is your wife? He goes, Mrs. Peggy Hill. Oh, then you're a very lucky man, but I'm afraid we're going to have to share. Okay, two things. One, Grant Trimble is in a tracksuit like a Russian.
Yep, he is. Yeah, he is.
I've never understood why there's only tracksuits in Russia.
I don't know.
He
kind of looks like he'd be dressed like, what was that guy? His wife got killed. The woman that was pregnant with his kid got killed by Marilyn, by the Manson family. I'd say Marilyn Manson.
Oh, the...
He wore tracksuits.
The director?
Yeah, the director that fled because
It was Sharon Tate.
Because of pedophilia.
Oh, yeah.
He still makes movies to this day, but...
Yeah, but not in the U.S.
He makes them across seas.
Yeah, not in the U.S.
Yeah.
But the second thing is, he goes, I'm going to have to share your wife, basically, is what he just said, which is gross. Hank goes, you, sir, are nothing but a low-rent smut hound, and you're going to delete my wife's feet from your internet. Your internet. I love
your
that.
Your internet.
Before she finds out what you've done with them. He goes, what I've done with them, I've made them stars.
You know, and this shows that Hanks is a real reasonable man because I would have flew off the handle.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I think I would have came unglued. I would have
gone in
that way.
I would have gone in punching the air, or whatever. Just,
blew the door off the hinges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, button undone. He goes, what I've done with them, I've made them stars. Hank says, you made them wade through pork and beans. He goes, and here's Grant Trimble launching into
being
that
weirdo,
sales mode again. Yeah. This isn't about individual artistic decisions. It's about something bigger than you or me or any of us. It's about a world wired together through a future where, at the click of a mouse, a dream can start in Ireland and end on a computer in Johannesburg. The generations join, united under the banner of a single ideal, women's big, beautiful feet. And it's about to end strife and misunderstanding, one world, one dream, one peace.
This dude.
Good God.
Hank, he sold it. Yeah, he sold it.
I love his sales pitch, but I love
crazy.
I love his sales pitch, but I love Hank's reaction even better. He goes, you leave me no choice. I'm going to have to kick your ass. I mean, it's either this or I'm kicking your ass. He looks down at Hank's boots and he goes, hold on. Let me turn on the camera. And Hank just huffs and leaves. I wish he would have kicked his ass, though. That would have been great. Now we're at the Hill House at night. He goes into the bedroom. He catches Peggy doing her toes on the bed. You know, she's painting her toes. He goes, oh, sorry. She goes, Hank, no more painting my toenails alone in the dark. I don't care who sees. Painting my toenails alone in the dark.
Yeah, actually, there was a note here. She paints her toenails alone in the dark. She has never been shown to wear open-toed shoes in the show.
Oh, yeah,
either.
That's true. Yeah, I guess you're right. She goes, Hank says, Peggy, there's something I want to show you on your computer. And then next thing is they're in Peggy's office, quote-unquote office, right in front of the water heater. He goes, they're looking at the Blueberry computer. He goes, this is an internet site called peggysfeet.com. She goes, well, I think that is wonderful. Now women who are too embarrassed to even go to the doctor can be inspired by my feet in the privacy of their own homes. Hank says, Peggy, your feet are stepping on raw hamburger. She goes, mm-hmm, yes, Mr. Trimble says that's a common European beauty treatment. Boy, you would have to be stupid to believe that. Hank says, here's some honey being poured all over them. She goes, well, it tones the pores. He goes, yeah, now a bunch of flies get stuck to them. She goes, oh, okay, well, now that was a mistake. He goes, here's where you can buy the flies. She goes, they're selling the flies? Well, I'm sure the money goes to important foot-related charities. Your socks are for sale, too. Peggy...
Oh, wow. He's selling things now. Like, Is she getting paid? There's any discussion of pay.
See, I don't think she is yet because of what happens here in a minute. He goes, Peggy, they're foot fetish videos. She goes, oh, my God. He goes, now, don't feel too bad about it. Bill says a lot of college girls get caught up in the dirty internet world. I'll give you some time. And he kind of pats her on the shoulder and he leaves.
Yeah.
Peggy is super friggin' depressed, and she looks down at her big-ass feet, and she hides them under the mop head because she's even too embarrassed to look at them.
Embarrassed.
Next thing we see is we're at a big mansion, and we see Grant next to the pool. He's cleaning out his pool filter. And what I would like to bring to everyone's attention that is not mentioned at all, he's putting the findings that he's finding in his pool filter in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's about to sell those as well.
Probably so. Yeah. He'll sell anything.
She walks up behind him. She goes, Grant. He goes, oh, Peggy, what a terrific surprise. I hope you brought your swim trunks. She goes, I am not here to swim, Trimble. I know what you're up to. I have it on good authority, my own, that you've been exploiting my feet for unseemly purposes. Good authority, my own.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, you have a computer. She goes, yes.
You have a computer, yeah.
She goes, I also have a moral compass that always points to good. Well, we know that's not true. Yeah. All right, and here goes Grant again. He goes, all right, Peggy, I understand you're a little annoyed. We were shooting for the women's empowerment market, but as it turns out, women were not as interested as we'd hoped. We did, however, find an audience, and it was men. She goes, oh. He goes, I was ready to pull the plug on peggysfeet.com, but then I realized something. She goes, yes? She's so easily swayed. He goes, have you ever seen a pair of big, beautiful feet like yours in Playboy magazine, Peggy? No, not on the cover, and I certainly wouldn't open because I do not read pornography. He goes, okay, let's use a Gap ad. Have you ever seen him in a Gap ad, ever? No. He goes, that's right, you haven't. But what if someone, alone at first, was out there appreciating big, beautiful feet? I mean, loving them the way they deserve. Pretty soon, you'd see them in a music video, then Hollywood movies, and before too long, in a 60-foot billboard across America pushing Parker pens. So really, she goes, well, what you're saying is, I'll be helping to create a better world for men and women. I'd be like Rosa Parks. Yikes. Dear Lord, Peggy.
You can't say that anymore.
No. Well, you couldn't say it then either because it was a stupid thing to say. And Grant
really
goes,
can't say it now.
Grant goes, this website is your bus, Peggy. Ride it to freedom. Ooh, boy, oh boy. Okay.
Yikes.
So now we're back. We're back at the Hill House. It's dusk outside. We go into the kitchen. Peggy is there stirring a pot of something. I'm assuming it's something not great. And Bobby's sitting at the kitchen table. He goes, but you said the movies were just for women. Well, honey, ultimately they are. But first, we must reach the men. I mean, she has bought hook, line, and sinker into this thing. All right. Oh, so how can I put this like you'll understand? Bobby, some men like ladies' bottoms and other men like ladies' bosoms and a small, small number, too few, love ladies' big feet. Now, she goes, now, mommy is trying to increase that number and thus help women everywhere. Love this. Bobby goes, well, how does that help the women with the big boobies? She goes, they don't need any more help. I mean, they don't need any more help.
None. Yeah.
All right. So Hank is in the living room. He's reading the paper. And I want to point something out after she says this. She goes, Hank, I'm going to my book club. We are reading The Hunt for Red October, which luckily I read 12 years ago. That's why you haven't seen me reading it recently. Okay, I'll be at Becky Banky's house. She does not have a phone, a cell phone, or telegraph. And she just straight up lying to Hank.
Straight up lying to Hank.
She is just super lying to him.
I forgot to mention something about the Parker's pens.
Yeah.
I want to knock that out real fast. So Parker Pen Company, it's an American manufacturer of luxury pens. They were found in 1888 by George Safford Parker in Janesville, Wisconsin. Apparently, they were the standard of luxury pens worldwide. And at one point, they were number one or number two worldwide writing instrument in sales. And they were favorites of presidents, JFK, LBJ, some of those guys.
Yeah. Now, if they are what I think they are,
I think they're the old fountain pens.
I think they are the silver ones.
The silver ones. Are you talking about the silver?
Yeah. They were very expensive. Yeah. The Parker pens were these. So you see the silver.
Yeah.
The problem I always had with these Parker pens is that you couldn't freaking hold them because they would slip out of your hand. You know, because there's nothing to hold on to on that pen.
No, I don't know. Yeah, there's not. I don't know.
P- people
maybe
would,
this is what they liked. You had to have a big hand for
people
it.
Would, people would, that's another website.
Yeah, bighands.com.
Rusty's Big Hands. But they, people would get these things engraved and give them for graduation gifts a lot.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember in the Richland Mall, which is here in Waco, that used to be an actual mall? There was a stand, and all they did was engrave things.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they would sell the pins about, yeah. and the.
And then they
the
had those Mediterranean guys selling like face scrubs and stuff like that.
Sure, but that was pretty far after. Yeah. The one I'm thinking of was there when there was a, what is it, Hillshire Farms right across
Go
from
meat.
It. Yeah, there was
there was a
meat and cheese place. That
there was?
Yeah.
It was a Hillshire Farms?
It was a Hillshire Farms, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That must have been before my time.
It was great. Like you, they were always giving out samples.
Man.
That was wonderful. As a teenage boy, I really enjoyed that. But she tells him there's no cell phone, no telegraph, no anything. She just leaves. Hank is reading the newspaper, and he just like, okay, then. And he like it barely even registers with
wow.
him. You know, even after all this stuff. Now we're at the studio, and the first thing we see is Peggy's big-ass feet stepping on a bunch of raw eggs, which, okay. Trimble is like, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, yeah, cut. Now let's rinse your feet off and move on to some more eggs. So people just can't get enough of these eggs.
Not
I
enough.
Guess.
Yeah,
she goes,
this is an odd one.
She's starting to feel it now, right? She goes, more eggs, but we've done so many eggs. How about if my feet are on a silken cushion? I see you have one over there. He goes, that could be good, but wait. How about if your feet are next to a rotting jack-o'-lantern? You know, sort of a Beauty and the Beast thing. And it pans over, and there is literally a rotting jack-o'-lantern over in the corner.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I've always thought I should play Beauty. He goes, and you will. Inner Beauty. And again, that feeds to her ego, and she goes, Inner Beauty. Now, it's the next day at the studio. In comes Peggy, and again, she's starting to feel like there's something wrong here. She's brought in coffee and a big bunch of beautiful flowers. She goes, good morning, Grant. I brought coffee. He goes, oh, that's still hot. That'll burn your feet. Are you ready for that?
Wow.
I mean, that's the first thing
that's
he's thinking.
That's the first thing he thought about,
is we'll pour
yeah.
this hot-ass coffee on your feet. She goes, what? No. That's for you to drink. I did have an idea, though, which is why I brought the flowers. She goes, uh-huh. He's just barely paying attention to her. He's over there setting the camera and getting the lights ready and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She goes, how about surrounding my beautiful feet with beautiful flowers? I figured we did Beauty and the Beast. Now, how about Beauty finally meets her match? He goes, flowers smell good. That's not going to work. She goes, what's wrong with smelling good? People like feet that smell good. He goes, I'll tell you what. We'll compromise with a tub of corned beef hash. That's
Ooh.
Not a compromise.
That is not a compromise.
Flowers, corned beef hash. That's a long distance in between those two. She goes, no, Grant, that's just more food. I brought these flowers from my own yard. They're so pretty. Here he goes again. Look, I've been around this business for long enough to know what works. No one wants pretty. They want spinach, eggs, and corned beef hash for some reason. They don't like them together. Go figure. She goes, well, of course they want pretty. They want my feet. You said so yourself. He goes, all right, you're a smart woman. All the girls figure it out eventually, and that's when I start paying. She's like, what, huh? He goes, it's $200 for a five-minute smush video. We shoot 10 a day. I'm going to need your social. Bet you never thought those big, ugly feet of yours could buy you a fur coat. And hands her a contract. Like, he's got it ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready.
She goes, you think my feet are ugly? He goes, let's be honest, Peggy. You know your feet are ugly. That's what a certain type of very self-hating individual will pay top dollar to see. Now, let's fire up those stompers and make some dirty. And he pulls out just
what
a wad.
Line?
He's got a wad of money, and he's just, like, throwing dollars at her.
I'm gonna mark that. That's a crazy, crazy
Let's
sentence.
Make some dirty. Let's fire up those stompers and make some dirty. She goes, what? And then she just kind of runs out crying. She drops her flowers and takes off. So Peggy has formerly been crushed. And that is the second commercial break. We'll take that and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine and I'm an alcoholic. Here's the deal. Everybody knows somebody that has suffered from the disease of addiction. I want to invite you to listen to Purpose Driven Sobriety, where we have real conversations with real people that have suffered from the disease of addiction and have gone on to thrive. Here, we shine light into the darkness that is addiction. You can find Purpose Driven Sobriety on Facebook or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hola, yo soy Jackie.
Y yo soy Jessica.
Y esto es Zona del Crimen. podcast donde hablaremos sobre casos de crímenes reales
y eventos impactantes que han quedado marcados a través del tiempo. Recuerden que nos pueden seguir en Facebook, Instagram
o donde escuches tus podcasts favoritos.
All right, and we are back. Peggy has just had to confront the fact that she's been making porn videos.
For fetishists.
Yep. She is very distraught at this point.
She does not like this fact at all.
She's driving home in her big old car, and you can hear her crying in the car as she drives up. She passes all the guys in the alley, and Dale, again, not being the master of situations.
Yeah, goes, no tact whatsoever.
Peggy's home. He's just... She's just crying. She gets out of the car. She's still crying. She runs in the house crying. You see Hank go in. He goes into the bedroom. He finds Peggy face down in the pillows crying. Again, this is a common theme amongst King of the Hill characters. If they are upset, they go face down and cry into whatever.
Yeah, I think it's a TV trope.
Well, even Bobby was face down on the floor crying. You know, yeah. He goes, hey, Peggy, can I fix you a sandwich? And she goes, oh, Hank, I went back to Grant Trimble. He's what? Like, he thought this was all over, you know? She goes, I feel so stupid. It turns out the only ones who want to look at my ugly feet are perverts. And she starts crying again. And the perverts only like my feet because they're so big and ugly. He goes, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Well, that doesn't help, Hank, but that's what I've been trying to tell you. They're fetishists. That means they obsess over weird little things, like one weird little thing. Mm. He goes, look, I never love your feet as much as they do, but the way I look at it, well, you're like a fully loaded truck. Big tires are part of the package. You pay extra to get those really big tires.
Man. Imagine comparing your old lady to a truck.
She just looks at her feet and kind of curls up her toes, and she starts crying again. He goes,
that's funny.
Now why are you crying? You know how much I want a new truck. That's the way my Hank's mind works. You're like a big old truck.
I can't believe he would call his wife a big old truck, though. That's like the worst thing in the world.
Your giant feet are like upgraded tires, and I want a truck real bad, so that means I love you. I mean, that's the way his brain works.
Dang.
All right, later, we're at the Heimlich County Medical Center. There's a doctor, an actual doctor this time, looking at x-rays of Peggy's feet. He goes, I don't see any problems with your feet, Miss Hill. They're perfectly healthy. She goes, oh, okay. Very good. Now, what I would like for you to do is smash them with a hammer and then reset them until they're a size 5. He's like, I'm sorry, we won't do that.
Which
now,
it kind of...
it's like the foot binding
kind of
thing
that's
or whatever.
Like the
yeah,
foot binding stuff, which was actually a cultural practice in China from the 10th century up until 1949 is when it was outlawed.
I think it's still done. In some places.
Probably in some really, really rural areas, it's probably still done.
I'd also like to point out that Peggy is starting to look pretty rough. Like, her hair is a little bit of a mess, and she is wearing sweat tops and sweat bottom.
She's definitely frazzled.
She is very frazzled at this point. I just put down disheveled. Okay. So the next thing we see is this beautiful panning shot of all of Rainy Street.
Yep, I like these shots. These are my favorite shots. Again, shout out to Wes Archer.
All these kids are out playing. Dale's out there messing with like a remote control thing with Joseph, which Joseph is in it because we see him at that.
Yeah.
But he never says anything.
Yeah,
he doesn't
say anything.
With
so
anybody.
This is the last episode then for sure then that you see him
there we go.
In that way. So you were right then, Artie.
There's people out playing.
I forgot that he was in it just a little
tiny there's
bit.
People out playing, people walking up and down the street with their dogs and stuff. You see hummingbirds feeding from flowers. I mean, it's just a beautiful day. You see Peggy inside her house, and she's just kind of staring out the window, and then she lowers the blinds. Bobby comes in. This is a very sweet moment because Bobby, without really knowing it, he sets things correct. He goes, Mom, aren't you shooting some foot movies tonight? She goes, no, Bobby, never again. He goes, artistic differences? She goes, no. Well, no. she's in there cutting up. So if your wife ever goes, or any of you, go and get your feet done, like where you get your toes and you get your feet scrubbed and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They always give you those really cheap sandals to wear.
Oh,
you know,
little cheap orange sandals.
Well, it keeps your, orange or pink, and they keep your toes apart so that the stuff doesn't get on them. And she's in there actually cutting those up with scissors, like she's just getting rid of this thing. She goes, all that stuff I told you about empowerment, it was all lies. The whole time I was making smush videos, and they only wanted me for my ugly feet. And Bobby's like, Bobby, honestly, in these times, he is the best voice of reason.
He is.
Because he just goes, well, that was mean of him. I mean, that honestly, that's the right take on it, you know? She goes, well, you don't understand, Bob Lee. I actually let myself believe that these were beautiful. Can you imagine Peggy Hill that stupid? He goes, you know, I can't imagine, Mom.
I can't imagine, Mom.
He goes, I'm fat. She goes, oh, no, honey, you're husky. It says so in your jeans. He goes, Mom, I'm fat, but big deal. I don't feel bad about it. You never made me feel bad about it. I just because there are some people in the world who want me to feel bad, and it doesn't mean I have to. He goes, so Bobby Hill's fat. Who cares? He's also funny. He's nice. He's got a lot of friends, a girlfriend. And if you don't mind, I think I'll go outside right now and squirt her with water. He's got one of those giant squirt guns.
Yeah.
He cocks it.
Not very often in life that you get your girlfriend right next door either.
That's true. He cocks the water gun, looks at her, and goes, what are you going to do? The next thing we see is it's nighttime. We're back at the Arlen Bowling Alley. And all four of them there are, again, in their bowling shirts, Hank, Peggy, Dale, and Nancy. Hank says, men's 12. And then Dale goes, men's 9. And then she says, ladies 5, Shug. They're all in those gross-ass bowling shirts. The guy at the counter talks into the microphone. He goes, gents 12 and 9, girls size 5. Gals, size
gals,
5.
Yeah.
Peggy grabs the microphone like a moment of Norma Ray or you know, whatever. She goes, my name is Peggy Hill, and I will take a size 16 and a half.
Or as she would say, Rosa Parks.
That's
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. The guy at the counter goes, we don't need to know your name. We just need your shoes. She goes, fine, 16 and a half. Like she just saved the country or something. It fades to the credits, but before it does that, you hear some guy in the bowling alley go, you know, I think I saw her on a website. So, I mean, somebody in there has been looking at the foot fetish sites.
If you want to also already had a little thing, too. So, this episode is a segue into the next episode where she writes a country song called Just the Way God Made Me.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's about.
I didn't think about that. Good point,
Artie. I didn't either. So, I guess they could kind of flow together that way.
You know, you see the credits and then you hear Bobby once again. Who in the media tricked you?
Who?
He's so worried about the media. But anyway, that season 4, episode 23, Transnational Amusements presents Peggy's Magic Sex Feet.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
I love that episode. It goes by really quick, but it's super funny. It's got a lot of great jokes in it. It's got new characters. I mean, it's just really well done.
No,
really well
it.
Done.
It's one of my favorite episodes.
All right, tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at bwaaakoth.com, or you can go to roguemedianetwork.com and find us over there.
That's right. Number one, thank you for listening. We appreciate it if you made it this far.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys a lot.
If you want to go over to Patreon, you can, and help support this. Keep the lights on. Keep the cameras rolling.
Yep.
If nothing else, help us buy more reel-to-reel tapes is what we record this on, straight to reel-to-reel.
We got a gerbil in a cage, and they're winding it up right now.
It takes a team of 16 people to produce this show, we really appreciate your help.
We're also the building we're in is currently being built. We're in a half-built building, and we need your help.
Well, a lot of single mothers working on this show, a lot of orphans, things like that. So anything you can do to help them, that would be great.
And
that's
we
all
appreciate
bullshit.
You guys.
Yeah. No, we do appreciate you guys. Season 4, episode 23. Next week, end of the season.
It's the end of season
four. End of season 4. That's nuts.
Season 4.
That we've gotten this far.
It is. It's pretty.
Somebody's not stopped us.
Yeah. I think we have to pause after that and do another thank you episode after a full season.
Yeah,
of King
absolutely.
Of the Hill.
Absolutely.
That's a full season, guys. Another full season coming up. So,
crazy.
What you can expect to find next time for the next season is season 5.
All nude.
All nude. It'll be all nude production team.
It's just our feet.
Yeah.
It's everybody behind the camera.
You know, we should do an episode
everybody behind
like that
the
where
camera
we have like a
nude.
Puppet thing where it's just our feet and we just do a whole episode with our feet.
Just socks. Draw a little.
It would just.
Well,
I mean, socks. Barefoot,
well, then we
whatever.
Can sell the socks.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, we gotta sell socks. We'll walk around
that
in a little
be
bit.
Funny
get them junky.
Do a whole episode with where we just draw faces on our feet and just move our feet as we're talking.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. We really appreciate it, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, guys. Wimaton. Yeah.
Wimaton, indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.